a pasuk in this week's parsha. The parsha has a parsha's korban tumid. Rashi points out that Rashi was telling Moshe that this is what they will be doing in the Mishkan. It's not the actual ksivah of the korban tumid, which isn't until parsha's Pinchas. Then it says that this is going to be a erlis tumid of the Ritz Hashem. I'm going to make a moed to meet you there. The next pasuk says, "Menuati shama livnei Yisrael, menikdash bichvoidi." I will meet Klal Yisrael there, and I will become mechudish in my covenant. So the Targum Yonasan understand the second pasuk, half of the pasuk. Ve'kadesh b'rabbani hoin begin yikari. I will become the Scottish in their rabbonim, in their great ones, because of Hashem's covenant. So Rashi brings a chazal. Atikri b'chvodi alabim mechubadai. The Russians, I will be the Scottish through the ones which are mechubad, the ones who give covenant to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the great people of Klal Yisrael. So the Russian was Meramis Mises b'nei Aaron. And that's the pshat in the pasuk. Who actually did Hashem lemar b'kruvaya kadesh? That when after another b'viyu or niftu, it says that was what it was referring to before. But it says b'kruvaya kadesh, and that's what it says over here. Now Rashi says over there, the Chazal for Zoyz, that the Moshe told Aaron, I knew it was going to be one of us. There was going to be somebody's going to have to be niftu. I thought it was going to be either me or you. Now I realize that they're greater than either I or you. That's what Moshe told Aaron in regards to another Baviyu, that they were the ones who fulfilled this pasuk. So why is that it was necessary that part of the process of the Mishkan is that these people should be nifter? The Aruch HaMikdash says, that the Baruch Hashem says, I'm going to make myself available to Klal Yisrael. It's possible you go into Mikdash and your mamas, you feel the Shekhinah, and you feel very close. You know, it's a feeling of closeness to Kadosh Baruch Hu available there, which is not available anywhere else. So we can imagine that the challenge that Klal Yisrael is going to have is that the familiarity that they're going to have in the Mikdash can lend itself towards not having the proper derech eretz and the proper covet, proper awe and respect which is needed. But if they see what happens to the mamash, the gedolim of Klal Yisrael, what happens when they go in, so that creates the proper awe that one has to have towards mikdash. They should have the Mara of the Mikdash, the proper Mara of the Mikdash, and understand that this is a very, very special gift that Hashem allows Klal Yisrael to feel that feeling of closeness to Him. The imminence that Hashem gives really is way beyond what we human beings should be able to deserve from the awe of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the Hashem allows that, but we should never lose sight of the fact that it's a special chesed from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is true in many situations where you have Anashim Cheshuvim and Gedolim that allow people to come close to them, and people came close to them. And the challenge that you had was that you couldn't allow yourself to start thinking incorrectly that, you know, you have a right to have expectations, and you saw the person and maybe a little bit your size, and as opposed to understanding that the person is much greater than you, and as much as he's allowing you, that's a chesed that he's doing, but you can't take advantage. You have to have on your end have to have the proper derech eretz respect. The truth is, it clearly applies to the basic anesthes and basic medrash, but more so applies to the human beings, people which we have achieved to respect. And sometimes the familiarity which we have with them doesn't allow us or encourages us to not have the proper derech eretz. And this is the pasuk telling me that the Rosh Hashanah said it was so important over here, to the extent that he had to, there had to be a punishment. And there had to be a tremendous punishment for somebody to get that message across to Klal Yisrael of the proper derech eretz and kavod we need to give to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Have a good Shabbos.